It goes on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Ranger?
Good afternoon, Presiding Officer DeShane, board members, board staff, AAG Benziner, Commissioner Loizen, and department staff. I'm Joanna Taranjo. I'm here today as counsel of the Martyr-Appleton's. The question remanded to the board by the court is a narrow one. It is the impact of the quiet title decision, if any, on the permits that were issued by this board for the Nordic project in Belfast, Maine. We're not going to rehash every argument because the department recommendation clearly and articulately addresses every issue raised by Nordic and by all of the parties here today. Instead, I'm going to take just a few minutes to back up and look at the big picture issue that is before the board today. To start, I want to be clear when I'm using three different words. The department includes both the board and the commissioner, and the board and the commissioner have very clear and distinct levels of authority under statute and rule. And so when I am using those terms, I'm going to be very careful and intentional when I go through this. The department's analysis of TRI is not a substantive review. The TRI standard is just a threshold standard about whether the department will accept applications or permits as complete for processing. More than 4 years ago, in June of 2019, the department accepted Nordic's application as complete for processing. Accepting an application as complete for processing does not determine who owns what land. Deciding who owns what land is way outside your jurisdiction. All the department did when it accepted Nordic's applications for processing was say that there was evidence that was submitted throughout April, May, and June of 2019, and it was hundreds of pages, and I think that Attorney Tucker went through it in a fair amount of detail, that there was information in those materials that documented that met the requirements of Chapter 2, Section 11, which specifies specific documents that must be included in an application in order to establish TRI sufficient for the department to not be wasting its time and to make a decision about whether it's wasting its time or not, if it is to start processing applications. Substantive review begins only after the department accepts an application as complete for processing. This substantive review began when the applications were jointly referred to the board in June of 2019. In November of 2020, after much back and forth about what the documents in the record said about TRI, the department, the board, issued those permits. Issuance of those permits was a final department decision on the applications, meaning that the department was no longer processing the applications. Permits are final department decision, which can be and was appealed to court. Put very simply, the department can't return applications as incomplete for processing after it has already completed processing of those applications. After the board issued the permits and they went off to court on appeal, the first court issued its quiet title decision and it found in Nordic's favor. Let me pause here. There has been a lot of back and forth about what Nordic knew, when Nordic knew it, what those documents clearly did or didn't say. As is noted in footnote 1 to the suspension order, this first court found in Nordic's favor after looking at all of these documents and making a substantive review of what those documents said after a multi-day trial. So while for other folks it may have been simple and easy to know years ago what those documents said, I don't think it was that clear. This past February, the law court decided in favor of Mimi Briggs. While the courts can freely decide title issues, they have to defer to the department about how you look at your permits. And so they remanded the question about the impact of the quiet title decision on those permits back to you for you to answer that question in the first instance so that they can address all of those issues on appeal. Meanwhile, after the quiet title decision and before remand of the permits to the board, the commissioner's office received revocation or suspension petitions from all of the parties in this room, including Nordic. All of those petitions included discussion about the impact of the quiet title decision on the permits. The commissioner issued the suspension order pursuant to her clear statutory and regulatory authority to suspend or revoke permits. This is authority that the board was not granted by the legislature. No one appealed that order, the suspension order, to this board or to court. The suspension order is thus a final, unappealable department decision, whether you use the standard that is readily available or the standard that Attorney Perkins was using here earlier today. The department recommendation answers the law court's question on the effect of the quiet title decision on the permits. First, the board can't return permit applications after it's completed processing of them because it has issued a final decision on those permit applications, so they are no longer pending. Second, the board can't revoke or suspend permits because the legislature delegated that authority to the commissioner. All that said, the order that is recommended by the department in your packet does not say that the quiet title decision has no impact on the permits. It says the department considered the impact of the quiet title decision in the context of changed circumstances in determining whether to suspend the permits or not, and the department issued the suspension order. In conclusion, the department recommended order directly answers the question remanded to the board by the law court in compliance with the plain language, the statutory and regulatory scheme that governs the board and the department as a whole, and in compliance with every case cited here today. For these reasons, Nordic asks that the board execute the recommended department decision.
Questions from the board?